USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Pope Francis is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal of the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pontiff also speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, and other places experiencing turmoil. This, as we learned, the Israeli government was temporarily out of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hands over the weekend as he underwent a hernia operation. The hernia reportedly uncovered Saturday during a routine checkup. Netanyahu's office saying Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Justice Yariv Levin temporarily took over Netanyahu's duties during the procedure. New York Congressman Mike Lawler says he's confident there will be a bill to help Ukraine coming out of the U.S. House soon. He told CNN's State of the Union Sunday he believes Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson understands the gravity of the situation.
I am confident that he is going to bring a bill to the floor. And that we will have a vote.
Conservatives in the House have said they want President Biden to reinstitute Trump-era border policy first. Interest rates not going to fall anytime soon, according to the chair of the Federal Reserve, USA's John Schaefer.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing toward the Fed's 2% target.
February is lower, but it's not as low as most of the good readings we got in the second half of last year.
Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections.
President Biden visits Baltimore this week to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the deadly bridge collapsed there. Biden pledging full federal support following the disaster last week. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Officials say an 11-year-old boy who sustained a gunshot wound to the head in St. Paul, Minnesota, remained in critical condition, while a 13-year-old was arrested in connection with the incident. Multiple local outlets reported that authorities were called to the shooting about 9 p.m. Friday at an apartment in St. Paul's Frogtown neighborhood. A funeral service on Long Island for New York City Police Officer Jonathan Diller.
We mourn the tragic death of one of our own. Police Officer Jonathan Diller.
That is New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Thousands of police officers from across the country and Canada at the funeral Saturday for fallen New York City Police Officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, New York. He was 31 and on the force just 3 years. Officer Diller shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Queens by a career criminal, a man with a long rap sheet, 21 prior arrests. He leaves behind a wife and one-year-old son.
USA Laura Winters. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice is being sought in connection with a multi-vehicle crash in the Dallas area over the weekend and may have involved high-speed racing. Police say a car registered or leased to Rice was involved in the six-car crash Saturday night. So far, there are accounts of a pair of sports cars racing along a highway causing the crash, leaving at least two injured, suspects immediately fleeing the scene on foot, according to witnesses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.